In the last days of Jim Doyle's administration, longtime union supporter Russ Decker shocked his colleagues by voting against a set of contracts with public workers that would have tied incoming Governor Walker's hands. On a Wisconsin Public Radio talk show, Decker says he did not expect the new governor to strip away collective bargaining rights in the weeks that followed.
I didn't think they were going to strip collective bargaining rights. I knew they would go after them to pay more health care and retirement benefits, and the public employees agreed to that.
Decker told his colleagues on the Senate floor that they needed to work with the new Republican administration. The head of the state employees union, Marty Beal, was outraged. He suggested that Decker voted against the contracts because Jim Doyle wouldn't pardon former Senate Majority Leader Chuck Kuala. Decker says it's not true.
You went to Governor Doyle and asked him to pardon your longtime friend Chuck Kuala?
That's not true.
And then you voted against the union contracts in retaliation.
That's something fabricated by someone. I can tell you this, Chuck Kuala and Jim Doyle are not pals.
You didn't ask Jim Doyle to do that?
Not at all.
Decker says Walker won with a lot of union support in 2010, and he predicts the governor will try to make Wisconsin a right-to-work state if he survives the recall.
The divide and conquer comment that Scott Walker made shows the true belief that he has, and he did sponsor right-to-work legislation when he first got in the Assembly. So I think, you know, it's hard to change your colors.
Decker served in the Senate for 20 years. He says he has no desire to run again. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mulberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.